I'm Al Filreis, and I used to be shy. I had very thick glasses. I came to camp kind of not sure it was a good idea for me. My first summer, I was so young that I had no idea what was going on at all. I just sort of went through the 2 weeks and was just lost. Third summer, I come back, and now I'm old enough to really try to understand what the Wawayanda experience was. I was assigned to Cabin 6. My counselor's name was Lynn Desmond, who was from Grahamsville. I don't think he'd ever, like, supervised children or anything. He was just this local guy, a very nice person. And I came too late on the bus, and I was assigned the bunk in the middle of the cabin. There were 9 kids in the cabin. And the first night, I went to either wash up or take a shower or whatever, and I left my glasses on the bunk. And it seems pretty obvious that the kids not only sat on my glasses, but intended to sit on my glasses. And my glasses were just broken into smithereens. And I was devastated because I couldn't really see very well. And Lynn Desmond was incredibly nice. You know, he took me down to the infirmary. But there's a happy ending here. So I was devastated, and I was even shyer when I couldn't see anybody, you could imagine. There was a counselor in Cabin 8, so I was in 6. This was what used to be called Forest Village, now Eagle. And there was a counselor in Cabin 8 by the name of J.C. Pony, and J.C. saw something in me. I had no idea what. J.C. Pony was the coolest. I wanted to be in his cabin, actually, but I wasn't. And Lynn Desmond was super nice to me, super nice. But J.C. was, he understood me somehow. I don't know how. And latent in me was this extrovert, this guy who was eventually going to, like, stand up on a bench at camp and say something to the whole dining hall and they would listen. But I wasn't there yet. And one day it was pouring rain all afternoon. And in those days, we had no indoor places except for the dining hall. And when the dining hall needed to be set up for dinner, you couldn't be in there. So we had very, very little place to stay. You go back to your cabin. And those of us who were caught in the main field in the rainstorm were shuttled into what is now Margaret's Lodge, which was the rec hall in those days. It was a cow barn. And we were in there and jammed into the room. And everybody was wet, soaking wet. And J.C. Pony, who could play the piano, there was a piano in there, an upright piano. I don't know how it was inherited from the Forcemans. I don't know where that. I have no idea why there was a piano, because you could barely fit anybody in. Why would you have a piano in there? Okay, so JC gets on the piano, and he was a very good piano player for schmaltzy. It almost, the kind of piano playing that you imagine in a Western saloon, you know, just lots of chords and arpeggios, and he was just playing this dramatic thing, and everybody quieted down. And JC kind of nodded at me and told me to come up there. And he had me sit on the piano like a torch singer or something, right? I was 10, and I was incredibly shy, and I couldn't see anything because I didn't have my glasses. And he said, I didn't even know he knew my name, but he said, Al, just talk. You know, and he's playing the piano, and I began telling a story. I started to tell the plot of Kidnapped by Robert Louis Stevenson. What did I know, you know? And everybody stopped. And listen, there must have been 150 people, most of whom were older than me, including the bullies who had tried to ruin my life. And I captivated the whole place, and I was a star. And J.C. Pony afterwards, you know, I did this for like a half hour, just kept talking, and people were interested, and the rain started to stop, and people drifted out. And J.C. Pony said to me, basically, you got it, kid. And it was, I didn't even know what, but it was 2 solicitous counselors who took a ruinous experience for a kid who'd been officially bullied to kind of make me realize that at camp, not at home and not in school, but at camp, there was this kind of serendipity of leadership. Lynn Desmond, he had seen what I needed, you know, in a way that was extremely sensitive. And J.C. Pony, who was like a showman, but was scouting for leadership. The combination of those two is my core memory of my early years at camp and is what kept me coming back. And also, if I may, is to me the 2 principles of leadership as I've tried to enact it here. One is incredible down to the kid level sensitivity, understanding what their point of view is. And the other is total showmanship. Those two things.